Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Is the Fed looking at the pause button?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. That's the question today, and we'll have to wait until this afternoon to try to figure out the answer. The Federal Reserve is expected to deliver a quarter-point cut in interest rates. But investors are also going to be listening for the post-meeting statement for some sort of clue that that could be it for a while. The Commerce Department told us today the economy grew 0.6% in the first quarter. Anemic, yes, but it's still growth. General Motors lost more than $3 billion so far this year, but that's nothing compared to what the automaker lost last year. Try $38 billion. The company blames challenging U.S. market conditions and ongoing labor issues for its problems. It also took a one-time charge related to its mortgage unit. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
GM's investment in finance company GMAC cost it nearly $1.5 billion in one-time charges in the first quarter. That and other strike-related charges more than offset profits GM is seeing in China and Europe. The company insists that even though the headlines don't look great, its cost-cutting strategy is beginning to work, but management consultant Pam Murtaugh says costs don't matter if you can't get the U.S. consumer's attention.
They have yet to build cars that people want in every driveway because their strategy is to focus on niches.
Niches like the Escalade, an upscale SUV. Peter DiLorenzo's editor at AutoExtremist.com.
They have to make serious cuts in their divisions and models and be realistic as to what they can market in this country.
Cadillac, Chevrolet, and Saturn can stay, but DiLorenzo says Pontiac and Buick have to go. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Citigroup says it sold $4.5 billion of common stock, 50% more than originally thought. The new stock aims to raise capital, but waters down what existing shareholders have. The Dow is up 105 points to 12,937. The NASDAQ is up 15 points to 2,441. The S&P 500 is up 6 to 1,397. Shares in Europe are mixed, and it was a mixed day in Asia. ExxonMobil is used to criticism from environmental activists, but now one of their chief critics is the family that founded the company, the Rockefellers. Jill Barchet explains.
The Rockefellers want to reduce the power of Exxon's CEO and bring in an outside chairman. Robert Monks is a shareholder who's been agitating for this change for years. He says the Rockefellers are angry Exxon's been funding think tanks to discredit global warming.
Exxon is enabled to go in public discourse and say the science is unsettled. Well, the science is unsettled because Exxon paid to have it unsettled.
Exxon is making big profits, but investors are worried it'll soon sell out of its oil. John Chung is the controller for the state of California, which has $4 billion invested in Exxon. He says the Rockefellers want Exxon to fund research now to make sure it'll have energy to sell tomorrow.
It's a major development. This is a resounding call for ExxonMobil to get up to date.
Shareholders hope to shake up Exxon's board at their annual meeting next month. I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way. By the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with patient groups, first responders, and physicians to save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. On the web at Medtronic.com. And by Gather.com, where friends can stay in touch. People are talking at Gather.com.
There's a campaign in China trying to get people not to shop at a certain French retailer starting tomorrow. The call for the boycott started after scuffles in Paris this month between Chinese supporters and Tibet activists. Meanwhile, events in Beijing today celebrated the 100-day countdown to the Olympics. It's a tricky environment for multinational companies. Marketplace's Scott Tong joins us now from Shanghai. Scott, I'm wondering if any other countries or companies are a target for this kind of boycott.
Well, Korean companies may be the next target here in China. A couple days ago, the torch was in South Korea, and there was some violence. And for people inside China, many of them, their response has been, well, let's boycott a Korean company. And that's followed this pattern because early on in the torch relay, it was France and Paris where it got really ugly. And so the big company that's still the number one target is the French big box chain Carrefour.
So Scott, what's a company like Carrefour to do in this storm?
Well, to try to make it go away. So what Carrefour's done in the last few days is taken out these half-page ads in local Chinese newspapers saying we support the games. And their staffers just started wearing these Olympic color uniforms. Some big companies have planned on this strategy from day one. Coca-Cola is a mega sponsor. They have a song on the Coca-Cola China website with a lot of political overtones. It's called Red Around the World. And McDonald's is doing something similar. They have this cheerleading contest for who can wish China can win the best. So playing to nationalism, trying to profit off it, is a strategy that companies have employed for a while.
The web's been a big part of the communication on both ends of this. Has the government stepped in at all in that game?
Well, early on in this movement, the government censors on the internet were allowing all of this anger to kind of build up against these foreign corporate targets. And then at some point, almost a week ago, the tone changed. And then the internet search engine censors got involved because right now, if you type in Carrefour on one of the main Chinese search engines, you get one of those error messages as if you've typed in a word that doesn't make any sense.
What are the people saying that you're talking to about how all of this is playing out?
What I find striking is near unanimity in this anger that China has been misperceived, that the foreign media have characterized China the wrong way.
Scott Tong in Shanghai. Scott, thanks a lot.
Okay, Renita.
For more from Scott in China, visit marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.